It's Wednesday!
Yay! On a short work week, too. So this is like
Thursday! Yeah, right.
Two more full work days, and then out of here!
Bye!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I invited Jussano in because
he's the best.
You're the best, Jussano.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. So Allie, I don't know if this was a ploy to keep me from my dad jokes by not bringing them back into the studio.
Oh, they're in my car.
Oh, sure they are. That's all right. I brought one digitally today to start officially since you banned me from my own dad jokes.
It's funny because I keep hearing this thing that is clanking around underneath my seat.
Dolly Parton's teeth in her head.
And I thought, what is that? Now I know what it is. I completely forgot that's where they are.
Well, let's get it started the right way. So I made a playlist for hiking. It has music from Peanuts, The Cranberries, and Eminem. I call it my trail mix.
Oh.
My trail mix. You like that? See?
No.
The only thing you're not getting is the second one because I only got the one right now.
Thank God, because the first one was terrible.
And my trail mix.
Oh my gosh. So I got my mammogram yesterday.
Yeah. How was that?
I'm telling you, I love it.
Yeah, the one, but you are so weird. Like every other woman's like, oh, this stinks.
No, and I was even talking to my nail person about that yesterday. And I said to her that we were talking about it on the air and how I would rather go. Actually, I got my hair and my nails done. So I said it to two different women.
You did the top to bottom yesterday.
I try to get everything knocked out all in one. So I said to both of them, I would rather go to get a mammogram than go to the gyno. And they both agreed.
Okay. Being the fact that Jussano and I are boys, we just have to go with what you're saying on this. I'm just shocked. Like most women say, it's not the most pleasant thing having the mammogram.
Well, so I had texted my friend Danielle prior to my appointment, because of course you have to talk about it with like five people before you go.
Oh, I know this routine.
And she responded with, were they able to find some boobies to smash?
There you go.
So
there it is.
And I'm like, I'm not small chested, but she's really big chested.
Oh, take old biddies.
Yeah, she's got a lot. She's got a lot to give. Yeah. And especially after having a baby, God, she has a lot to give.
Yes.
So also when I was there, a couple things happened. It's so funny because
A couple things. Did you see what she did right there? Yeah. She gave me a joke too.
I don't know if you guys have this. Whenever you guys go to get your undercarriage checked, I know you guys have to do that, right?
Yeah, they don't put them in a machine and squeeze them.
No.
And that just made you hurt, didn't it?
But the question that I have for you guys is, do they talk to you while they're checking?
Yes, they do. They say, turn your head and cough.
No, I mean like conversations. Do they have full-on conversations? Because while my boobies are getting flattened like a pancake, I found out three things. Number one, the first thing I find out is that she, the woman squeezing my boobs, went to school with my favorite coworker.
Oh, I didn't know we went to school together.
No,
oh.
Samantha.
Oh, so, she's that one. Wow.
And secondly, she also knows Sonya and her sister. So I got all this information while this is happening. And something new, I don't know if anybody else has experienced this, not you two, but actually you guys, did you know you can get mammograms? I bet you it would be very painful for you.
I would imagine so. I've had a reduction in my chest recently.
So I got these little stickers to go on your nips.
They're called pasties.
Yes, yeah. I got these. And they're so pretty. They have like flowers and birds on it.
Do they have dangly things that go woo, woo, woo?
I said to him, I feel so special. I feel like I'm at the Bridge Street Ballet right now.
Oh my God.
It was just a great experience. So the girl was so friendly. I had the stickers. I kind of wanted to keep them. You know, when you leave the dentist and they give you a toothbrush and floss.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, can I have those for later?
Peel them off.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff.
Well.
Anyway, here's the good thing. And this is, please go get a mammogram if you are at least 40 and once a year. But here's the other thing. The girl said, you're going to get your results within about 24 hours.
Wow.
Right. She said, I can't.
It would have been 12, but there's two.
She said, I don't see anything alarming. If so, I would have done multiple scans on you.
Good.
But she said, but I can't actually give you any results within 24 hours.
Now, I in all seriousness, all joking aside, because you made a really good point, after 40, you know, get this thing done on the reg. Mm-hmm. Is there a history of breast cancer at all in your family?
I have one family member that had breast cancer. It was my grandma's sister, okay. And it was such a long time ago, so I didn't think that was really cause for concern. Oh, and I just want to tell you, the woman who was also squeezing my boobies.
Yes.
She listens to
the
show.
Said, I love Scott.
She listens to the show.
Oh.
And so I was telling her that I was talking about this yesterday. And she goes, oh, when I drive to work, because she gets to work at 6:30. So yeah. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
When I was driving in, you guys were talking about the bridge. Okay. Which we're going to talk about again today. Because we have some updates. But great experience overall.
I'm actually very glad for you.
10 out of 10. Highly recommend.
10 out of 10. That's 5 each side. See, all the quick math. All right, we will cover the bridge thing next. Yeah. There's been a couple updates. We got lots of texts coming in. And by the way, it's Thursday.
What Thursday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday.